Well, okay, this is a complex question.
It's a big one, too.
It really is. There are literal parts of the Bible, and there are some that are figurative or imagery, you know, that kind of thing. Parables were figurative stories. You know, these were earthly stories with a heavenly meaning, and Jesus used these in his teachings. You know, some speculate that he actually based these stories on real events, but we don't know for sure. Now, the Psalms, of course, have some imagery, language, you know, poetic language. So does the Song of Solomon, of course. You know, I mean, like, we can't take the Song of Solomon and go, oh, man, look at the neck on that girl, you know? Like, it's like shields, you know? We can't say that, right?
What does that even mean, though?
You got to look that up.
Yeah, I'm not allowed.
Then there are dreams and visions, which are not literal in the sense that it happened to the dreamer right then and there. I mean, like, otherwise, Joseph would have actually seen skinny cows eat fat cows and, you know, bad ears of corn eat good ears of corn and, you know, stars actually bowing down to him, things like that. He didn't actually have that happen to him. That was a dream. Now, there are some actual real events. You know, we see this in, you know, the creation, the flood,
yep.
Book of Job, Chronicles, you know, the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel found from 1 Samuel all the way through to 2 Chronicles. Jesus being born, living, dying, coming back to life, that is literal, of course. And of course, the events of Daniel 7 and Revelation, where we see the end of the world, are interesting, as even though they're visions, yet they actually are containing real events happening.
Mm.
You know, they're yet to happen for us, right? But these descriptions of the creatures from Revelation 9 verses 8 through 10 actually says this: their hair was like women's hair and their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails with stingers like scorpions, and in their tails they had the power to torment people for 5 months. Now, I've actually heard this taught in theology class that basically, this is actually describing our modern machines, like, you know, warfare, like helicopters, planes.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And that kind of thing. So, and, you know, the sound of a helicopter would definitely be like, oh, man, that sounds like huge wings going off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the weapons, you know, stingers from scorpions and all that. And then, of course, you know, you would see the face of the pilot and the helicopter.
Mm.
You know, so many have speculated that this is what John saw and was like, I have no idea how to describe this other than it looks like a flying scorpion with a man's head.
Wait, because, you know? Like, what else would they compare it to, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, all this to say that this is why it takes in-depth Bible study to figure out which is actually literal and what is symbolic or imagery. So, you know, you got to get in there, you got to study it.
Well, and it's so interesting how, I don't know if this is due to tradition or whatever it might be, but for some reason we take the Bible and we skim over it. We do something, we're like, oh, this is my devotional time. But devotions usually means, let's be honest here, I'm going to read a chapter and then I'm done. But there is so much depth when we just slow it down, maybe not read a full chapter, maybe take a few verses and really just study it out and pay attention, you know, and even look up the background behind it. Because as you mentioned, like, there's so much we could miss, and that's why we really need to take time and study it out.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is why, you know, as pastors, we do things like word studies, you know, like taking one particular word and seeing how it's used and, you know, how it was used in the traditional language and that type of thing, comparing it to today. And yeah.
Do you get bonus points as a pastor for bringing it back to the original Hebrew?
No, it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't?
No.